yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a ripper. A truck carrying VB has crashed in New South Wales.
That's not the top news story in the country. It's really not.
It's a Mayday situation. It'll be horrific scenes out there. We'll speak to an eyewitness. What could go wrong? We'll also have a crime watch. Jane Kennedy.
Well, yes, I would have thought that was almost a bit of a crime, but a few things have gone astray. We've got our finger on the button there, don't worry.
Okay, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start the hour with this bloke.
Our next guest, comedian, writer, actor, filmmaker, artist, and Irishman,
Dylan Moran,
started out in the comedy biz 26 years back.
Young people go to these rave things, you know, this apparently that's music. To me, it sounds like a lot of people putting up shelves.
Along the way, he's also starred in numerous TV and film roles, including his first ever screen appearance in Shaun of the Dead.
I wasn't the one who was blowing our cover by having a tiff with my boyfriend.
Cavalry, Run Fat Boy Run, Notting Hill.
So I saw you put that book down your trousers.
And I don't have a book down my trousers.
And most notably in the BAFTA award-winning TV series Black Books, which he also co-wrote.
What do they want from me?
Well, they want to buy books.
Yeah, but why me? Why do they come to me?
Because you sell books.
Yeah, I know, but...
In town for the Just for Laughs Sydney Comedy Festival October 29 to 31, then heading around Australia on the Dr. Cosmos Tour. Please welcome to the show, Dylan Moran.
Have we missed anything?
That was too comprehensive. Couldn't you have less things in there?
Do you not like hearing about everything you've achieved or done?
No, I don't. With
you? The opposite. How can you be in showbiz? God, well, aren't you a showbiz arsehole like everyone else is we meet?
No, I'm not saying I'm not an arsehole. I just cover it in different ways.
All right.
Well,
you're out here on a stand-up tour, and we know you've been a stand-up since 92. And how can you win? Edinburgh DNA is in your blood. We were just discussing this off air. That's the greatest comedy festival the world has ever seen. You've won the Perrier Award there. I've seen your shows there. Do you still love going to Edinburgh? Does it still get you excited to be part of that festival?
Oh, yeah. There's no point. You got two options with the Edinburgh Festival because it's like it just completely takes over the town. Yeah. You can't negotiate with it. You either love it or hate it. So I chose to love it because of the old... You don't want to grumble about that for the whole time it's on. It's a great thing. It's madness. There's something like 2,500 performances daily.
Unbelievable.
It's nuts.
The year I was there was a big postering war in Edinburgh. And people were going mad, and your posters were being posted over and taken. And this one group put up one poster and hired two 24-hour security guards to stand there beside
to keep it right, made
the front page of the Scotsman. And I remember the time going, job done.
Yeah.
That's all the coverage you need. Yeah. You are now officially part of the fun.
Who did you grow up loving as comedians?
I didn't watch that much when I was small. I liked Jerry Lewis when I was a little kid.
But we all loved that larger than life.
Yeah, yeah.
But
when you're a kid,
orderly, was that up there?
Yeah, all that. You think it's hilarious.
And it's slapstick, and it's fun, and it does make you laugh out loud.
Under 10, it's really funny. Yeah. And then later,
I thought that way about the Goodies.
The Goodies I thought were funny as well. God, you're going back now. Oh, my God.
I like finding out the DNA of people and what they watch and where the influence came from.
I don't necessarily think it's in comedy, though.
Well, that's interesting. It probably might
not. A lot of people, it's music or books or whatever. Yeah, you know, it's different stuff. It's not just comics.
Well,
you
must love books, I'm assuming.
I like reading.
You've got a beef with the books. It depends. It's just the words you like.
Yeah, it depends what's in there, but yeah.
But Dylan, I don't meet a lot of people who read enough now.
I don't read enough either anymore. Nobody does.
Would you like me to read to you?
I'd love that. I'd love that.
Yeah, you can tuck us in.
What about talking books? Do you like talking books?
I like the idea. I like the idea. Yes. I've rarely done it. Yeah, I think it works for some things, you know, especially big things where you think, I should read this, I should know this, but I don't want to.
A bit of Dostoevsky just as you're walking around.
As you're jogging.
Yeah. Hey, so you've been a stand-up since 92, and we'll get to Dr. Cosmos.
You people love, can I just say, you love dates in here and talking about how long ago things started. It's really depressing. Can you cut this shit out right now?
What would you like to talk about?
Come on a second. I mean, do you want me to talk about when you were born?
I had a follow-up question.
No,
so you interrupted me.
You keep talking about how old I am, when everything started.
Dylan,
why is that a negative?
Started comedy 385 years ago.
Are you sensitive to that?
No, I don't. But you're whole big on
do you
this.
You write your material with a quill. What do you do? Why can't I?
You're big on this whole time thing.
Because it's putting everything in context.
Context, schmontext.
I was about to ask you if you noticed much any changes, but
I told you before we were on the air. I live within half hour parameters. That is all I know.
You live in a temporal haze. We work.
Ask me about 26 minutes ago. I have vivid memories of that.
I hope you forgot my last question, because that's where all the trouble started.
Who are you again?
Who are you? Your name's Dylan. I can mention that. It was your name given at birth. Don't mention me. We're going to come back and talk about Dr. Cosmos. How long ago was that?
I have no idea.
26 minutes
just
ago.
Just a moment.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Dylan Moran's in studio. His stand-up show, Dr. Cosmos. You go to dylanmoran.com for all the details, but beginning in Wollongong on the 23rd of October at the Town Hall all across Australia.
And touring about the Big Brown Land for about 2 months. Can I ask you, is there anything specific we can expect? Is it just you ruminations on life, love, politics, and everything else happening in your life?
Well, subject-wise, it is everything. It's a grab bag of, whatever's going on and what the show is and the sort of stuff that, obsesses me or gets me going. But it's, it's the stuff of life. It's the bedroom, the kitchen, your family, the people annoying you on the street, what's going through your head, how do you make it stop? All that stuff.
And is you, I'm just asking, do you do a bit of freeform, or is this
down? No, I can't work like that.
But that's quite unusual for a stand-up comic to work like that.
I don't know how anybody goes on and does the same set and walks off. I would just, it makes me want to rip off my own face and frisbee it over the hill.
That would be a big finish.
Or eat it or something. I don't want to do that.
So are you prepared then psychologically, if you are riffing new thoughts, that some things might not go as gangbusters as you hope?
Yeah, that happens. But, there you go. Nobody dies and you move
well,
on and do the next thing. Yeah, that's it.
Siegfried did get attacked by a white tiger on stage.
And I think Siegfried and Roy,
But he didn't die. He's still alive. So your point.
They're making that into a telly movie, by the way.
Are they?
Mm. Yeah.
Does he die in that?
Well, I don't know.
He'd be good in it. You and Bill Bailey. Do you catch up with Bill at all?
I haven't seen Bill in years, to be perfectly
frank. You don't like him?
He's a lovely, lovely guy. He's busy. He's out there. It's a different part of the road.
He is.
We saw him. He came on the show.
We had,
good, nutty old fool.
I was going to ask you up with the world of Australian politics and how crazy how many prime ministers we've had.
You guys,
Well, we have
boot your leaders away so fast. I haven't bothered to catch up with the incredible charisma of this guy Morrison. So tell me all about him.
Well, I think you've just summed him up, and I think your attitude is spot on. So,
what about Brexit? Yeah. You're in no position
Nobody
to throw phones
to
at the moment.
Anymore.
What about Boris? Now he's amusing us to no end.
Really? Do you enjoy him here?
We enjoy his antics.
In the same way we enjoy Donald Trump. It's fun to watch from afar. Yeah.
Well, he just, you know what he's doing. I mean, you can tell he's doing this sort of act, of this kind of guy, this patrician.
But he's not stupid. He's quite intelligent.
Well, everybody says that about Boris Johnson. He's not stupid, I mean, some people actually said that about Trump. Now, they're just clearly wrong.
But, yeah, that's wrong.
But he's very stupid. That's his M.O. And, but with Johnson, he is stupid in the bigger sense. He's blinded by his own ambition to do whatever it is he imagines he's doing. And
I think he's unfortunately a very vain man. And I think vain men... Boris.
Oh, okay.
Vain men are very... I think that
electable.
Is... Electable. Well, yes, electable.
If anything is the world I need to go by.
There you go.
Prompt,
I've
Boris.
Just thought, that's my thought at the moment, but there's
Putin.
Something about
his
vanity.
There's a lot of vain men in those positions.
Yeah.
Some of them in this studio right now, referring to myself.
Who are you talking about?
Do you collect stories on the road? Do you enjoy, I don't want to say still, but do you enjoy going to other exotic locations and accumulating
I'm not getting that feeling. That I'm not reading this from you.
And stories and new material.
Do I talk to people where I go?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and I enjoy it. I like it. I like talking to people, saying, what's life like here? Tell me about it. And hearing what comes out of them.
All right.
All right. Well, you've got to get along to, how good the food is over Australia.
Crazy good, yeah.
Enjoy that. And thank you for coming in.
Have fun. We've enjoyed everything of film, TV, and radio that you've prepared.
Is this officially
for us
giving
so
me
it
far?
Is.
I feel like I'm going to get a clock.
I'm exhausted.
It's really nice to meet you.
It's a bit hard.
It's good to meet you.
I think we got away with it. No one got hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a win for you?
No, totally. Absolutely.
We're going to talk about Dr. Cosmos. How can we get tickets?
Yes, you go. Dylan Moran. edinburghfestival.com for ticket details. But as I mentioned before, from the 23rd of October is the date for you. Wollongong through to Canberra, Sydney, Melbourne.
We go to all these places.
Launceston, Hobart, Lonnie, Adelaide, Perth, Darwin, Cairns, Townsville, Gold Coast.
Big audience up there.
Newcastle and Brisbane as well. That's all
Gold Coast, bang. Yeah. And we're away. Thanks for
dropping
by. I'm
everywhere. Thank you.
Good on you.
Thank you very much.